Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Today's conversation on The Takeaway is supported by Liberty Mutual Insurance, offering home, auto, and life insurance products to individuals and families who put a premium on doing the right thing. More information at libertymutual.com or 1-800-4-LIBERTY. Responsibility. What's your policy?
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. Coming up, the president will meet with the CEOs of banks today. What can he possibly say to them to get them lending again? And does he still have leverage now that most of them have bailed out of the bailout? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. First, here's some of the news stories we're following at 30 minutes after the hour. Word coming just in the past 30 minutes, the UN climate talks in Copenhagen have been thrown into disarray this morning as developing countries have blocked negotiations. Representatives from developing countries are refusing to participate in any working groups. They're demanding that rich countries raise their pledges for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Also breaking this morning, Citigroup has reached a deal to repay the government $20 billion in bailout money. A complicated stock deal allows Citi to become the last of the big Wall Street banks to pay back what it owes. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But Christina Romer, the head of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, says just because the banks have paid their debt to the government, that doesn't mean they should go back to business as usual.
There's a lot of blame to go around, but absolutely, we know that some of the practices that happened on Wall Street did set us up for what was a very severe financial crisis, and we are all still paying the price for what went on Wall Street.
We'll have more on that in a moment.
Business as usual at Citibank. Peter Maurice is going to love to talk about that. He's going to join us in just a moment. House Democrats expected to move on a sizable jobs bill this week. Larry Summers, the president's top economic advisor, told ABC News over the weekend the recession is over.
We've walked back from the brink, and, you know, forget what we say. Most professional forecasters are now looking for a return to job growth by spring.
Summers argues that we were losing 700,000 jobs a month at the end of last year, but in November, that number was only 11,000. Dubai gets a $10 billion lifeline this morning from oil-rich Abu Dhabi. The last-minute cash infusion is aimed at preventing an outright debt default by Dubai's largest company, Dubai World. Time for a check on the markets. European indices this morning are mixed. Asian markets also mixed. Wall Street futures are up on the Dubai and Citigroup news. The Dow opens at 10,471, the S&P at 1,106, and the Nasdaq gets underway at 2190. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
The people on Wall Street still don't get it. They don't get it. They're still puzzled. Why is it that people are mad at the banks? Well, let's see. You know, you guys are drawing down $10, $20 million bonuses after America went through the worst economic year that it's gone through in decades?
That's President Obama yesterday venting his frustrations with Wall Street on 60 Minutes. Today, he'll be meeting with the heads of major banks at the White House. What can he say to them that he has not already said? And this comes just after news about Citigroup reaching a deal to pay back the government and get out of the TARP umbrella. We're joined now by a couple guys who can shed some light on all of this. Eric Dash is the New York Times banking reporter, and Peter Maurice, our friend, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Eric, the president has already met with bank executives. He had a large meeting with them back in March. He's been asking them to get back into the lending business ever since. What else could he possibly say to them this morning?
Well, I think he wants to show the American people that he's really engaged on this issue. I think it's a political move. It's political stagecraft to say, look, guys, you know, the American people supported you in times of trouble. We need you to get the economy back on track by lending, and we need you to act responsibly at pay. But as for hard outcomes, I don't think he's going to get specific commitments from the industry.
Peter, I want you to take a listen to this statement that Barack Obama had on 60 Minutes.
I did not run for office to be helping out a bunch of fat cat bankers on Wall Street.
So, Peter, maybe it's just tough talk that is going to change the tone between the president and bankers today.
I don't think there's going to be any change in tone. The president is rewarding the bankers. They're going to go dole out about $140 billion in bonuses. How much is that? The U.S. economy finally grew in the third quarter to the tune of $22 billion. So they're going to get six times the growth that was accomplished. Christina Romer in another clip said we're all still suffering from the recession. Heck, they're buying $200,000 Rolex watches on Wall Street. In Britain, they're clawing back the bonuses with a 50% one-time only tax on bonuses this year. You don't hear Barack Obama advocating anything like that. No. These guys contributed generously to Democratic congressional campaigns. They contributed generously to President Obama's presidential campaign. These bankers know how to invest their money well, and this is a cynical president that knows how to pay his supporters. Just like he bashed the health insurance companies and then rewards them with 30 million new customers, he's going to bash the banks. This is hypocrisy. It's obfuscation. Frankly, it sounds a little bit like Huey Long demagoguery.
Eric Dash from the New York Times, is the banking lobby still as powerful now as it was before this recession began?
Perhaps even more so, because I think that, you know, the stock market rebound and the economic recovery itself has reinvigorated it, and it's now sort of beaten back legislation in derivatives, in consumer protection, and in other areas. And so the president wants to make sure that his financial reform agenda goes through, and it's in trouble.
Well, Eric Dash, New York Times banking reporter, I don't want to do your job for you, but you might have a quote there from Peter Morici talking about Barack Obama's relationship to the banks. I'm wondering if there's a failure of logic here, though. Barack Obama wants the financial sector healthy. The banks are simply saying, hey, if we're paying high salaries, that means we're healthy. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, I think two things. First, the banks really aren't healthy yet. I think that they are no longer in crisis mode, but they're not yet healthy. I think that Wall Street and trading, that's healthy, and that's healthy because of taxpayer assistance. But the economy is still in a recession, unemployment is still at record levels, and the banks won't be healthy until unemployment goes down, and they're not going to lend into a recession. And so we have this paradox where, you know, the exact behaviors that caused the crisis may be necessary for us to get out of the crisis, but we can't go too far over the edge of the cliff.
Peter, it's been said often this is a jobless recovery, and yet we see that the banks are not loaning money to businesses who might be able to hire more people. In fact, loaning from banks fell by almost $600 billion from September to September during the past year. So what can get the banks moving? Can we force them to start lending?
Well, I think you need to change the culture on Wall Street, and you start by removing some CEOs. You know, we still own sizable portions, for example, of Citigroup. I don't know why we're letting them pay back the TARP money, as was agreed to early this morning, when they caused this calamity, and the original notion was to dismember Citigroup to basically cover its losses. My feeling is it begins by denying these bonuses. Just absolutely denying these bonuses. They earned this money, so to speak, by the Federal Reserve lending them at near zero interest rates and then trading them. Until you bring Jamie Dimon to heel, until you bring Blankenstein to heel, until you bring Vikram Pandit to heel, it won't change. You can't control these guys through regulation. They're too large. But, you know, they've contributed nothing but chaos to the economy. They tell us they should be rewarded for the marvels of their financial engineering. Oh, you mean like collateralized debt obligations and swaps that nearly brought us to the Great Depression again? No, there are fundamental changes needed on Wall Street, and that begins with changing the personalities. Unfortunately, Barack Obama has passed up his opportunity to do that, and I'm not surprised. His principal economic advisor, Larry Summers, took $5 million between being president of Harvard and the president's principal economic advisor. Heck, he gave a speech that lasted an hour at Goldman Sachs and got paid $175,000 a year. If I walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, it smells. It smells like Latin American corruption in the 1970s.
Wow. Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, always provocative. We are also joined by Eric Dash, the banking reporter from our partner, the New York Times. And you have to wonder if perhaps the carrot or stick that President Obama still holds is the promise of tough financial regulations coming out of Congress.
Peter Morici does not talk in fine print. Have you noticed that?
He does not.
He does not.